Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
When the richest man in the world is getting a divorce, it certainly causes people to pay attention. And that's exactly what's been going on in these last couple of days. We found out that Jeff Bezos and his wife of 25 years are going their separate ways. Yep. They are likely going to have to split their entire fortune down the middle. So she'll be the richest woman in history at $70 billion.
I'm curious, though, because a lot of his money is obviously in Amazon stock, being Amazon one of the richest, if not the richest, depending on how the stock market is performing on any given day, company in the world. Mm-hmm. Does she get control of half of those shares?
Yes. If they have to split the property 50-50, all the land that they own like 400,000 acres yeah. and stuff like that, it's going to be rather complicated. At least so far, it seems amicable, and right?
But the biggest divorce, because the other one was like $3 billion, $2 or $3
billion. Couple of billion dollars here and there, yeah.
This isn't even close to that.
Not even like in the same ballpark.
15 times.
So this is, it's gotten more interesting over the last few days because we find out he's getting a divorce and he puts out the nice statement saying, you know, if we knew that we would split after 25 years, we'd do it all over again.
Which
you're like,
sweet.
Oh, that's nice. Okay,
so you don't usually hear exes say that.
And then we find out that there is somebody else, at least in his life. We haven't heard anything about her mm-hmm. yet. And she's also married but separated from a Hollywood talent agent. Then we find out that there's some text messages and maybe even some pictures. And the text messages were found by the National Enquirer, who said that they did the biggest investigation that they have ever done. And if you recall, the National Enquirer did do a lot of digging on the whole Tiger Woods thing. So anytime that there's a big scandal like this involving a high-profile celebrity.
I don't know if I believe all of it, though.
Well, you may have to take that back after I play you this next piece of evidence, because this is not the National Enquirer that uncovered this. Mm-hmm. We here at the Dave Mahoney Morning Show have been known to do some strong investigative journalism.
We have a crack investigation team. The I team!
Yes.
Ooh. And by I, mean...
It's just Mahoney.
It's just Ian.
Ian team.
It's the Ian team.
Yeah. I track.
Well, Ian, this is pretty groundbreaking, I think, when it comes to this whole, you know, divorce and how deep he is in with this new girl of his, because, I mean, to write and perform an R&B song for your new love is really something.
It really is, and he is a poet.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have read some of these text messages.
Do you want me to go through some of these? Should I just read them? I mean, because just verbatim, he said, "I love you alive, girl. I will show you with my body and my lips and my eyes very soon."
Oh,
not mad at that. That seems like something a new couple would text to each other.
"I miss you. I want to kiss you right now and tuck you in slowly and gently, and maybe in the morning wake you haven't be not quite so gentle with you."
Oh, that's gonna get rough.
"Your energy and ideas and competence and spirit," in all caps, "turn me on." So
what's wrong with any of these texts?
We're not saying there's anything wrong.
No, there's nothing wrong with these texts.
Yeah,
it's just the fact that, you know, we're able to read these.
It's just, little did we know that salacious. These text messages would be turned into a very sultry R&B song for this woman.
He was just basically testing out the material when he was texting it to her to see the response that he would get. And now we know, thanks to the I-team, that this was all, in fact, leading up to this glorious moment.
"Let our intellectual selves overrule those passions.
Because it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's just sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, I want to smell you. I want to breathe you in. I want to hold you tight. I want to kiss your lips. I love you. Yeah, I'm in love with you. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. I miss you because it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. It's sex. But it's nerd sex. We don't have to worry about the parachute opening because we're jumping together. We are sharing the parachute and it will land safely. We have chosen each other. Yeah, it's sex. I wanna kiss you right now and tuck you in slowly and gently. And maybe in the morning wake you up and not be so gentle with you, 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 yeah. And have some sex. Yeah, you've smitten the Bezos. Now I'm gonna give you the Dezos. Cause it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. but it's nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Nerd sex. Yeah, it's sex. Let's have nerd sex. Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.